This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle.
Cuck a riddle do, it's Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yeah.
Is that one fun?
Yeah, sure.
I like it.
That was a
cuck a riddle do
of pleasure. You know, like when you're
instead of cock a doodle, it's cuck a riddle. You know, like when you fuck a riddle in front of its spouse?
What's a spouse of a riddle? Lateral thinking puzzle.
A puzzle.
Hey Riddle Riddle, the cat and the fiddle.
Can we have a t-shirt that says
Puzz jumped over the moon?
I'm a riddle, but my husband's a puzzle.
Can we have a t-shirt that just says Riddles can fucking get it?
Riddles
Good morning,
get
everyone.
You. Good morning,
Good
everyone.
Ooh, that was like a cool morning announcement.
Good morning, everyone. We're recording this episode at 6 a.m.
Lunch will be Salisbury steak with a side of tater tots.
We are skipping B period today.
B period.
Yeah.
Well, that's when, famously, when bees
get their period.
At that time of the honey.
Yeah. Yeah.
That time of the hive.
Hey, guys, nothing's changed since you came, since you last were here.
And I'm JPC. And you're listening to Hey Riddle Riddle, a podcast about riddles and three people with personality disorders.
Who's old man puzzles this morning?
That would be Adelriff I.
Zaddy.
Old Zatarans himself.
Zaddy Rafi.
Zaddy Daddy Do. Zaddy, we can't wait.
Big Zaddy. Let's get into some, just because it is 6 a.m.
I must be lonely.
Nobody talked to me until I've had my coffee.
Nobody talked to me until I've had my riddles. We've done that one, right?
Oh, we must have.
Nobody talked to me until I've been cuckolded. Have we done that one?
Have we done that one? Probably.
Don't talk to me while I'm being cuckolded. Wait until...
Or talk directly at me, look directly at me.
That's something that's good for me. Because it's a sex thing for me. I'm having a great time doing it.
I'm having a great time. I went to my friend, you know, Patty Earls?
Yeah.
He got a new apartment up in... I can't remember what area he's in. But anyway, he got a new apartment and he wanted to show me the place. And it was fantastic. But in his room, it's like a pretty small room. And there's like a bed and a rug and closet space. And then weirdly in the corner, just like crammed in there, can barely move, is a stool facing the bed. And immediately I just laughed and he goes, what? And I go, is that where you sit while your wife cuckolds you? And he goes, what? No.
What?
And it was like that the most sincere like, yeah. answer. And I was like, oh, dude, I'm joking.
Do you have a chair in your bedroom, either one of you?
I do.
You do?
I have like a recliner. Like I have a little library nook in my bedroom.
Okay. And Aaron, what's your chair?
So I had a rocking chair for a long time. And then I recently replaced it with just like the soft, nice chair that mostly I throw laundry onto.
A laundry chair?
Yeah. And a laundry chair.
So any chair in a bedroom becomes the laundry chair.
Exactly.
I have three chairs in my bedroom.
What?
Jeez. I have a desk chair, I have a vanity chair, and then I have my big chair.
And you're... Okay.
I have a really small bedroom, and my roommate gets mad at me that I put too much furniture in there.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounds like you have way too much. Let me ask you this. Are any of these chairs... You said vanity chair, desk chair. Are any of these chairs facing your bed?
Yes.
Which one?
The big chair.
The big chair is facing your bed?
Mm-hmm.
And do you sit on it and look at your bed? Like, how do you... You just use this for laundry.
I use it for laundry. I also... Like, sometimes my roommate, when I'm sitting on my bed, will come in and she'll sit and she'll talk to me.
In the chair.
In the chair.
Got it.
You can say she reads you stories.
She reads me stories when it's thunder and lightning outside and I can't get to sleep.
And Adel, the chair in your bedroom, mm-hmm. facing towards your bed?
Nope, faces the TV. And again, it's in like a little nook. And the nook has four bookshelves in the corner. So it's like four bookshelves form a corner of my bedroom, and then in the middle of it, at an angle facing the TV, is a recliner.
And you did it all for the Nookie.
I did it all for the library Nookie.
This is correct. My new place is the first place I've lived in maybe since
That's so sad.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Since like high school, I guess, because I had a TV in my room where I do not have a TV in my bedroom anymore. Because I was like, no more TV in bedroom. I don't want to watch TV in bed.
But that's the best, to fall asleep to something?
No. So I fall asleep every night to my Google Home Sound of Rain. When I say like good night, it turns off all the lights and then plays the sound of a thunderstorm. I've been doing this for like a month now. I fucking love it. It's so great.
How much is a Google Home?
$100.
Can I tell you honestly?
Yeah.
Nature's free. It rains all the time.
Nature is not free.
Nature's free. No, actually, nature's not free, and we are ruining it. So the Amazon is burning.
The real reason I bought the chair is because I thought I'm going to sit in this chair, and for like 20 minutes every night I'll sit on my phone and do phone stuff in this chair and then keep it plugged in over here.
Ooh,
so I'm not
smart,
on my phone.
Smart.
But I have done that one time, and I've had that chair for several months.
Wow.
And you had the other two chairs famously because you started to do improv scenes in your room?
Yeah.
Set before bed?
Yeah.
So I asked this because I was a friend of mine who I don't believe listens to the podcast, but they will remain nameless. I was seeing their apartment for the first time, much like your situation, and they were showing me their second bedroom. I'm sorry. This is their primary bedroom. They had their bed, and
Tell me off air who this is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And I could see their bed in there, and then I was just walking by it because it's like when someone gives you a tour of their house and they're like, this is the bedroom. You don't like go in and like look at their bedroom, right? Because it's their bedroom.
Will you be honest with me? Did they say this is where the magic happens?
No, they didn't, but they are a magician, and should help you get it. No, but they, I like looked in from the hallway, and there was their bed in the corner, and then there was a chair facing directly at the bed. And I didn't say anything, but I wanted to be like, what the fuck is this chair for? Like, what is that chair for? Why a chair facing directly towards the bed?
Was it for Elijah?
I think so. I mean, my friend is Jewish, and he does have many empty chairs for Elijah in his house.
Elijah might not just want to sit at the dinner table. Elijah is busy. He's got stuff to do.
Elijah in the bedroom? Elijah in the living room. Why not? Put Elijah in the bedroom.
When Elijah's in the bedroom, he can be Jewish anytime.
Is that not weird?
That is very weird.
But Aaron also has a chair facing her bed, and the roommate conversation thing kind of makes sense.
Yeah, it's for company.
Yeah, I guess it's for company.
So they don't have to, she doesn't have to come and like sit on my bed to talk to me.
That's fair. Okay.
But this is a friend of mine who, it's him and his girlfriend.
Mm.
Like, they wouldn't need to, they could both sit in the bed and talk.
Could they read, could someone read in that bed?
I guess so, but why not just turn it the other way? There's a window. Like, face it towards the window.
Yeah.
Or the walls.
Oh, the sweat drip off my balls. Oh, these bitches crawl.
I completely crawl. Forgot this is a riddle podcast.
Can I? I just want to put this out
this
there.
This is the greatest riddle of all. What is with my fucking friend and his chair facing the bed?
You really Seinfelded that.
What is with my friend? Okay.
What if there's a friend's Seinfeld? I want to see a scene.
Hold on. But can I just say, I want to hear from the listeners about this as well when this comes out. Please tweet at us at HeyRiddleRiddle. Is that our Twitter?
I think it's HRR podcast. Oh,
it is Hey Riddle Riddle.
It's at Hey Riddle Riddle.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. I think the email.
I never say the name of our Twitter.
I don't tweet myself.
So at Hey Riddle Riddle, if you hashtag chair to the bed, hashtag chair to the wall.
Hashtag chair to be stupid.
Charity.
Hashtag chair to be stupid. Actually, no matter what.
Charity if you're giving away a chair.
Charity's fantastic.
Just tell me what you do with the chair in your bedroom. Hashtag.
Or send a picture.
Or send a picture and hashtag chair to be stupid. Because I really like that. So, send a picture of your bedroom chair, hashtag chair to be stupid.
I also want to put it out there. If anybody has a friend who always says this is where the magic happens, I want you to take a video when they show you their bedroom and say this is where the magic happens. I want you to immediately launch into, because you made your wife disappear. Record that. Put it on Twitter. Hashtag, I just lost a friend.
Oh, my God. All right.
If someone ever says to me, this is where the magic happens, I'll just point to my penis and say, I have sex with my penis.
Oh, I do want to say, speaking of bedrooms, just real quick, I just, Jem and I just adopted a cat, and we got a little kitten named Brisket. Named Brisket. Official name is Brisket.
It's going to be Podcat.
Podcat was Rob White's suggestion, and honestly, the funniest of them all. But we already have a cat named Fries, and we wanted to stick with food themes. So now we have Fries and Brisket. And out of the three hosts, we have three pets, and all of them are food.
Yeah, that's true.
And JPC, you can't, for gastronomical morale, reasons, you can't ever meet my kitten. Is that right?
Yes, I can't. I Brisket? Can't meet your kitten. M-E-A-T. I can't eat your kitten.
Well,
and I wouldn't
want
to.
I'm gonna get a chinchilla named
Burrito.
Ham sandwich.
Ham sandwich.
Enchilada. And chinchilla chilada.
No, I want a chinchilla named Culada.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's from a
fans. Mail her a chinchilla.
Yeah, mail me a chinchilla.
Poke the mail full of holes.
oh, God, you poked the holes while it was still in there.
Oops.
That was nice. One.
Straight we have that to chinchilla. Do puzzles stab or we're going to get fired.
A stab to death chinchilla in the mail. Yes. HeadGum has sent us several emails that will drop us from the network if we don't do puzzles.
Here we go. We're going to do some warm-ups. Not very many, but it is 6:15 a.m., so here we go. I sizzle like bacon.
Bacon.
I'm made with an egg.
Bacon.
I have lots of backbone, but not even one leg. I peel like an onion, yet still remain whole. I'm long like a fishing pole, but I fit in a hole. What am I?
This is one thing.
This is one
thing.
Can
you read it again, please?
Yep. I sizzle like bacon. I'm made with an egg. I have lots of backbone, but not even one leg. I peel like an onion, yet still remain whole. I'm long like a fishing pole, but fit in a hole.
Embryo.
A snake.
What was your answer, JPC?
An embryo.
It is the Nirvana album, In Utero. Aaron, you are 100% right. It is a snake.
Woo!
I sizzle like bacon?
Sizzle.
The S sound? That's when bacon is made, you go, which is the same sound as a snake.
I have not cooked bacon in a long time, but I do not think it makes a snake sound.
I love that you said that like Bill Clinton. I have not cooked bacon.
I did not fuck that bacon.
I want to see a scene. Aaron, you're going to be a snake.
Mm-hmm.
JPC, you are a flight attendant.
Great. And what's the scene? and, I got your snake ass.
And Aaron,
snakes don't have asses.
Bucket your seatbelts.
So this will be a literal snake on a plane. And Aaron, JPC, I just want you to be a flight attendant who's maybe a little concerned about a snake being on the plane.
Great.
I'm so sorry to bother you.
Okay,
someone's
it's no bother.
Sitting in my seat, I think. Do you mind if I just like sit in another seat?
Actually, ever since 9/11, everyone has to sit in the seat that they were
assigned.
Oh, great.
Then can you just help me? I just don't want to bother the person who's sitting in my seat.
Can I see your ticket?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is into plane.
You're imitating me?
I'm sorry?
You're imitating my voice?
I would never do that unless you were from the South, and then I would do that to meet you on your level. That's true. People do that. Okay, so I'm looking at your ticket,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like this isn't a ticket to be on this plane.
I mean, it is. I'm 18B, so...
Yes. You
squeak, squeak, squeak. I'm 18A. Can I switch seats? Squeak,
well,
squeak.
You're actually in 18B. You're in her seat.
Oh, I'll find another one. Squeak, squeak.
Sorry, that man's shoes need oil.
I'm a clown!
is there anything else that I can get you to make you more comfortable on the plane?
So maybe like a blanket.
Okay, so you're cold-blooded. Do you actually need...
Just like for cozy purposes. Could I have like a whiskey too and maybe some pretzels?
How old are you? You have to be 12 to have pretzels.
I'm 12 days old.
This is your Tennille speaking. We're going to take off in 5 minutes. If anyone's not supposed to be on the plane,
was this a
leave
Southwest
now.
Flight? Oh my God. I'm sorry, yes?
Yes, yes, what?
You're peeing.
Oh, I am.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, now we'll have to get a blanket to stop.
Sorry,
up.
I'm just a little too big for my skin, and here we go. Zip, zip, zap, wee, wee, wee.
She's scatting.
Yow.
Okay, that snake is scatting. I'm so sorry, ma'am. Sir, clown, could you please go back to your seat?
Honk, honk.
Get this clown out of here.
Scene.
Manny's from heaven, David Doobie.
That is my favorite into a scene we've ever had. It's just Aaron is a snake scatting. Here we go, another warm-up. I don't know why it starts like this, but it says, hey, what's up? They don't touch when you say touch, but they do touch when you say separate. What are they?
Magnets. Cousins.
They don't touch when you say touch, but they do touch when you say separate. What are they?
Divorce.
Mom and Dad, why aren't you touching?
We're getting separated.
We're getting separated.
Mm.
They do touch when you say separate?
Can we have a hint?
Oh, wait. A boxer and his corner man.
No.
But they don't, that makes sense, though.
Yeah,
they don't
good
touch gloves. No, boxing referee says separate. Touch gloves, now separate.
All right, I want to see a scene.
I don't. Okay.
You two are boxers in the ring, and you're like historical great rivals to each other, and things are getting a little too heated.
Well, ding, well, ding, well. Ding. Ah, here we go. Dukes up. Okay. That's my name.
Round one.
Dukes up. Famous boxer Dukes up.
You never should have stepped into the ring with Diamond Popcorn Shrimp Joe. I'm going to clean your clock, Dukes.
You're going to clean my clock?
I'm going to clean your clock.
Diamond Popcorn Shrimp Joe, you better get ready to have that jaw reset because I'm going to break it.
Yeah, I hate
it. I'm going to make that jaw like a Kit Kat.
Uh-huh.
And break me off a piece.
Why are they fighting?
Okay.
Give us a second.
Give us a second.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
Yeah,
we'll catch you been?
Up. I'm good. How's Carol?
Oh, Carol is good.
Great.
Yeah, she's good.
Any specifics?
She moved to Phoenix. She's seeing someone else. So
okay, it's your sister. So,
but
it's,
she's doing
it's okay if she sees someone else.
No, I'm just saying. Like,
okay, yeah, I'm just saying.
How is Phyllis?
Oh, Phyllis is good. She took the kids to Phoenix.
Oh,
yeah, she is seeing someone else.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's right. Well, I forgot that you are my brother-in-law, so that makes sense.
Yeah. But yes. Does it?
Was that? Wait.
Brother-in-law?
Let's do a riddle. We're doing a riddle.
Hold on. We're doing a riddle.
Okay, so if my sister moves to Phoenix.
You got your tattoo removed.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It used to say Wino Forever, and now it says Oasis.
Fight!
I love Oasis. And it used to say what? Wino Richie?
Yes. It used to say... He says, I'm a Wino Richie.
Round two!
Oh, okay. Boy, we got to get some hits in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, speaking of Lionel Richie.
Hits in. Look, dancing, I got so many hits in.
Dancing on the ceiling.
Round three!
Wow, okay. I guess I better finish you.
Okay, I guess I better finish you.
Uppercut.
Oh, and you duck and a miss.
Hayuken.
You keep calling him out.
Hayuken.
Coming in.
Okay. Yoga flame.
Dukes up. We do this.
Every day.
Every day.
We're two characters in a video game, much like Black Mirror.
Uh-huh. And the kid who plays us left the controller on the ground and went to get a push pop.
Hey, gentlemen, everyone went home.
I'm sorry?
What?
Yeah, you didn't fight at all. You've been holding hands and whispering into each other's faces.
Okay.
Oh.
And everyone left?
Yeah.
So we can be together?
Yeah.
You stick around.
So we can fuck like
I'm
in
gonna
that
sit
episode
in this chair
of Black Mirror?
Facing towards
facing
you.
This bed in the ring?
Yeah. What did you think of that episode?
I thought it was kind of weird.
Yeah, but like kind of good. Pretty good
kinda
actors
good.
In it.
Yeah,
yeah,
brings up some interesting conversations. Yeah. But
kind of like this episode. See.
Your hint for this one is...
I don't remember the riddle.
They don't touch when you say touch, but they do touch when you say separate. What are they? Think about the idea that you have to say the words.
They don't touch when you say touch.
But they do touch when you say separate. What are they?
Oh, it's letters and that are separate.
It is KJ Snyder.
Letters. Separate? Wait, what?
And speaking of KJ, they're giving you a hint in the booth.
They don't touch kiss. When you say touch.
Lips.
It's lips. It's the band Kiss.
Lips.
Hot lips.
Lips. Touch. Touch.
Kiss me under the milky way.
Lead me.
I want to see a scene.
By your father's map.
We are a bunch of kids who are like 13, and we're at a boy-girl party, and we are playing Spin the Bottle.
Okay.
Spin City is my favorite show. What are we going to do tonight?
Have this, this is probably so stupid, but like it's an empty like glass Coke bottle, you know, those like vintage Coke bottles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I thought we'd like maybe lay it on its side and like turn it and like whoever it faced
what?
Has to kiss the person who turned it. Isn't that like kind of dumb, but like sort of fun?
This, I mean, it sounds kind of fun, but this is a huge change of pace for you, Gladys, because you usually want to do Coke.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm working on that. I found it by accident.
Speaking of
I love it,
Accident, remember like a week ago when we all found that body on the train tracks by accident?
We're not going to talk about
I
it.
I am still
okay.
Shook.
Okay, we don't have to talk about it, but we all did. It was a live body, and it was a person that we
just
killed.
Just a guy.
Yeah.
So, just it's one of those things I've been feeling horrible
stays
guilt about.
Between, remember?
Horrible
Secret
guilt about?
Stays between us.
Now, who wants to kiss?
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
So we kissed the bottle?
Here, I got it. I'm going to spin
right,
in the
ready?
Bottle.
And
Gladys, it landed on you. So you have to kiss the dead body. Because it's pointing, the end of the bottle is pointing between
the train
and the gap
tracks,
between
back
two
to the
of
train
us
tracks.
Back to the train
so
tracks.
So you spun it.
Mm-hmm.
It's pointing at me.
But it, isn't it supposed to be like a compass? Like one end points towards you, the other end is pointing back to the train.
This
wait,
is clearly
Gladys,
your first boy.
Kiss
Gladys,
the dead body.
Can you explain the rules real quick, just one more time?
Okay, I'm going to spin the bottle
okay.
right now.
Okay,
and
go
whoever
ahead.
It points to.
Your nose is bleeding.
Uh-huh.
Is it?
Okay, that's pointing directly at the dead body by the train tracks. So
kiss it.
If
kiss
I'm understanding it. The rules that you explained, now I feel like you have to go to the train tracks and kiss the body of the person we all killed a week
okay,
ago.
I'm going
to
be
there
back
you
in 11
see it,
hours.
Sitting lifeless in the dump. Ugh. It's right near the train tracks and it can't be
we
ambulatory.
Should mention that it's a body of an animal.
Oh, yeah, it was an animal.
Oh, yeah.
It was the man
it was
who
the
plays
Muppets drummer.
It's the man who plays Animal on the Muppets.
Etsy.
Oh, here we go. Last warm-up riddle. Melissa went to dinner with Andrew, George, and Ulysses. She ate alone, but they all showed up afterwards to pay for it. Why so?
Their money.
Their mummies.
They're all paper money. Paper mache.
She was eating alone at the restaurant, but she can because she's strong.
She was eating alone at the restaurant, but it's okay because she was paying in cash.
Can I say something about eating alone at restaurants?
No.
It's one of life's great pleasures. It's so easy to do. It's so nice. I've done it a billion times. When I
what are you
in retail,
talking about?
When I've worked in retail, I ate at restaurants alone all the time on my lunch
break. Is this like a revelation?
No, but I think to me, that's the easiest, most obvious thing to do in the world is eat alone. And I know so many people who are like, I would never go to a restaurant and eat alone. Or I did that once and it blew my mind. And
so
I'm like, what?
I love eating alone. I was just in Kansas City recently and I went to, they have a famous tiki bar mm-hmm. called Tiki Cat, which was incredible. It's like a little speakeasy. And I made a reservation for one and I went down there and just sat alone and drink tiki drinks for like an hour and a half. And the couple down at the end of the bar was like obviously making fun of me. And like would come, like when they walked by, they'd be like, having fun? And I'm like, yeah, I'm having a great time.
Yeah.
But it is funny that there's that stigma of like.
You know who loves it? Who loves it when you eat alone in a restaurant?
Aaron.
The waiter. Because they get to have their spot in the rotation taken up by a one top. And that's great because they make half as much money as they would if they sat two people with the same amount of time. That, it's so fucking great
well,
for
I,
a
I eat
waiter.
Like a pig, so it's not.
Well,
so,
thank God. Yeah. But you tip like an asshole.
I'm an introvert, and I tip very well. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
I just loved it when I was waiting tables, and they're like, hey, we sat you. And I'm like, great. And they were like, it's one teenager. And I was like, oh, good. Shall I make no money this next hour of my life?
Where'd you work at?
Oh, Charlie's.
What is that? Is that the Irish
Indiana?
Pub?
It's
the chain?
It's an Irish chain. It's like a Applebee's Chili's. It's okay. A chain. It's a chain restaurant.
I want to see a scene. Japes, you are you. Mm-hmm. How old were you when you worked at O'Charlie's?
18 years old.
18.
I'm 18 at O'Charlie's in the Great Biscuits.
Oh, Charlie's.
Stuff in my face with rolls from the kitchen. Yep.
So you're going to be 18-year-old Japes.
Yep.
Aaron, you're going to be sitting. You're going to be sitting at a in a booth, just the just you. And Japes, this is actually the last conversation you have with the customer before you walk out and
great.
Quit.
Hey there, we waiting for some other people. I will drop off a water.
Hey. You know what? Can you just do me a favor?
Sure, absolutely. I'm John, by the way.
Hi. I am Amy, and I am sitting here. Could you just go through like one by one each menu item and tell me how it would make my tummy feel?
Sure, Amy.
So, like, water's at the top here. What do you think?
Are you waiting on a larger party?
No, it's just me here. I thought maybe I would read.
Okay. I see you got your phone out. Maybe you want to pull up the contacts and send some text messages. Maybe get some other friends in here.
I'm good. I have my friends Elizabeth Bennett and Mark Darcy right here. I'm going to read Pride and Prejudice here at the table.
Okay. They couldn't possibly be your friends. I'm sure if...
Well,
Mr.
from the past and
Darcy
the fictional.
Ever met you, he would walk all over you in order to get to the next least most interesting person in
yeah,
the world.
Yeah, because you're right. I'm more of a Jane.
You're more of a Jane Eyre, and where I'm saying all of the air is sucked up from this room.
So, John, what do you think? What's this? What are these nachos going to do to my tummy?
I don't know. I hope they make you shit for years.
Hey, John, can I talk to you for
yep.
a second?
Uh-huh.
Can I
hey
talk
Dan.
To you for a second?
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
Yeah.
What's going on over here with that customer?
Oh, so this is a person who is eating alone mm-hmm. at a restaurant.
Hi, I'm Amy.
This is okay. Amy, and she wants to just talk to me exclusively.
Okay. Hi, Amy. I'm Dan.
Hello.
I'm the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I'm a friend of John's, and I was just here to eat. I just wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Take care.
He's the manager. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Go Dodgers.
Go Dodgers.
Okay, Amy, what's going on?
He's a real Mr. Darcy type. You're like Mr. Beckham. You're like the, who's the shitty short one who wants to fuck his cousin?
I don't know. My temper?
I don't know. Danny DeVito? Here we go. Let's get into the main clues.
I'm the Danny DeVito one.
We're going to get into the main course clues because I'm hungry from that scene from O'Charley's. Aaron, I do ask that you give us, so we had our morning announcements. It's now time for first period, and I want you to let us, we're going to hear a little bell ring right about here. And you're going to let us know we're going on to our main puzzles.
Okay, students, we're going on to our main puzzles. Quick reminder to vote for homecoming king and queen so we can know who in this high school is going to peak early. Have a great day.
And we are going to, Sarah, we are also going to give the kids 30 seconds to do their homecoming speeches.
Okay. Oh, right now?
To present themselves for court.
Oh, okay, okay.
First up.
I like your tie, by the way.
Thank you.
Hmm.
it was a anniversary gift.
Oh, from your
guys,
mom,
the mic's
or...
still on.
So... Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, sorry.
The all school right,
so
knows you fucked.
So first, we're gonna hear from Katie. Katie, why do you think you would be a great homecoming queen? 30 seconds, go.
I think I would be a great homecoming.
Oh my God. Someone Katie. Get an EpiPen! Katie's swelling up! She ate that damn Wonka gum!
I need a Bic pen.
All right, Katie, while we're dealing with that, here we are on to a Charlie. Charlie, why do you think you'd be the best homecoming king?
So I think I'd be a dope homecoming queen because my... Charlie, choose a queen. Bear through this, Charlie. You could get through high school.
Same.
Here we go. These are going to be cases for us to solve, and we're going to go with the first one here. With no apparent motive, a young man commits a savage attack in his neighborhood.
Ah, a young man with no parent is truly a savage. Next riddle.
Okay. Yes, these are hypothetical philosophies.
I'm tired.
With no apparent motive, a young man commits a savage attack in his neighborhood. The man's community knows about the incident, but cannot implicate him. The man's conscience eats at him until he confesses and turns himself in for punishment. Who is the man and what weapon did he use in his attack?
The man is Eminem and his weapon was rapping.
Lose yourself
in for the moment, the music, the mama's good.
I love how jolly you said that. Lose yourself.
Lose yourself in the moment, the music.
Lose
yourself in the music. Welcome to Disney.
She's scatting. That snake is scatting. You turn into, what's that band, Jukebox something?
The Ghost. This man commits a savage attack. He commits a savage attack.
Could you read it again?
No one can implicate him.
With no apparent motive, a young man commits a savage attack in his neighborhood. The man's community knows about the incident, but cannot implicate him. The man's conscience eats at him until he confesses and turns himself in for punishment. Who is the man? What weapon did he use for his attack? Also, we have a few clues, if you'd like a little clue.
Tiger Woods Golf Club.
It is Tiger Woods. This is before he did it. It was a premonition by JPC's grandmother.
Is this O.J. Simpson?
No.
Because everybody knows he did it.
The weapon could be held in one hand or two. The man led many more attacks in his career. The man went on to become a pretty famous father. The man's weapon was used in his backyard.
This is Darth Vader.
That's going to be a Jedi
stop. I'm joking.
Is the weapon an axe?
The weapon is an axe.
Is it really?
It is.
Is it George Washington?
The man? George Washington. The crime? Using a hatchet to chop down his family's cherry tree. The line of dialogue he spoke famously?
Hey, let me ask you a question.
I cannot tell a lie.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me take that again. I'm going to pop your cherry tree.
He said that to Martha?
Uh-huh. He said, I can't tell a lie. Did you know that that is actually, that whole story is a fabrication?
Tell us more.
They wanted to make George Washington more approachable because he dined on the blood of babies. And people were like, that's a no-no. That's why his teeth got all rotten because of all the baby juice. So they
call blood baby juice?
Blood is babies.
Blood is babies. Time is money. Blood is babies. You're talking to George Washington. They made up that whole story. And Abraham Lincoln never had a beard.
Is that true? Is that true?
Mary Todd was right there.
I want to see a scene. You are Martha Washington.
Okay.
You are George Washington. It is the night before you're president for the first time, and you're sort of having like the Sunday scaries. You're a little bit like anxious about what it's like.
George,
yes,
what is wrong with you?
I'm sorry.
Relax.
Tomorrow's the day that I'm president for the first time.
For the first time?
What did I say? Did I say for the first time?
Did you have a premonition?
No.
Did those three witches come back to you?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
Did they come back to me?
You tell me. You said the other night you saw three witches. They were saying something about boiling in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave you a... They said that you would be president until the forest came to Detroit?
Yes. They said that the forest of Isengard would rise up and walk to Detroit.
Rise up? That's catchy.
I don't think there's anything to it.
No, I'm just saying.
I don't think there's anything there.
Okay.
Move on,
It just
Marshall.
Must be nice.
Move
it
on.
Must be nice.
Move on.
When you're friends with people.
Tomorrow is the day that I'm president, and I'm in my own head a lot. I'm going to get up there, and I'm going to give my address, but I really just want everyone to get along.
Can I say, instead of calling it an address, call it something else? You're president. Make up a name. You're the first one. You're setting the tone.
Okay.
You're setting the bar for everyone else. What's it going to be called when a president gives an address?
Inaugural rap?
Sure.
Inaugural rap.
Let's cut to that.
Okay.
We're here to swear in George Washington. Okay, let me just grab this branch.
Now let me tell you a little story about a boy like me. I came from England on a boat to these 13 colonies. And when I got off the boat, I said, I'm going to be your king. And Ben Franklin said to me, I'm going to die of syphilis.
I said, well, my name's Ben Franklin, and I'm here to say, I fly a kite like every day. I put a key on it to see what happens. All that lightning just keeps zapping. What's a Ben Franklin song? I got all kinds of STDs. See me in my skivvies. Oh, here we go. And here is the other one. This is
Richard
Betsy Ross.
I'm Richard Henry Lee, and I'm from Virginia. I'm a founding father. I was here too, but no one knows much about me, especially not Erin Keefe. She's a girl who cannot rhyme. We're going to wrap it up because this is an absolute waste of our time. Back to you.
Back to me, it's Betsy Ross, and I'm first on the mic. I've got
now you're fourth on the mic.
Keep going, do not stop.
I've got a flag full of colonies. People see me, they say, Betsy, please. I hope you have a very great day, and I will, because I'm the maid of America. I'm the original lady.
Here we go. We solved the first one. Here's the next one. Here's the case.
Here's the case.
Two men dressed in dark clothing enter a wealthy neighborhood in the early morning hours. They move quickly from house to house, taking everything they can. A policeman observes the pair, but does not approach them or arrest them. Who are the men, and what do they take?
They're movers.
Movers.org.
Sorry, we were plugging our business. JBC and I are starting a new business where we move people furniture out of their houses and into their ex's house.
And I want to see a commercial.
And our slogan is, we take lots of bricks.
I want to see a commercial for movers.org.
Okay. Hi, I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron.
And this is movers.org. Are you sick of the same frustrating moving experience? You hire a professional crew, they're fast and expedient, they show up on time, and they move all your stuff to the new house, but they don't tell you anything about their jokes or have screaming conversations with their girlfriend on the phone?
Yeah, and are you looking for an excuse to talk to your ex? Visit movers.org at movers.org.com
/riddle,
and we will move all of your furniture into your ex's house in the wrong rooms. Bathroom stuff, we'll put it in the kitchen. Kitchen stuff, we'll put it in his girlfriend's new closet.
And the best part about it is we will do it while your significant other, ex-significant other, is... Sleeping.
And yeah, we
take
a
lot of our clothes
bricks.
Off.
Same. I love the company's name is moving.org, and then you still have to say the website.
Movers.org.com/riddle.
www.movers.org.com. Here we go.
We're a moving company
one more time.
That moves boxes of loose bees into your ex-girlfriend's house.
It is not
It's not movers.
It's not movers.
But
you're on the
work.
Right track. Two men shakers. Dressed in dark clothing. It is Shakers, the famous burger joint. Two men dressed in dark clothing enter a wealthy neighborhood in the early morning hours. That should be a tip right there. They move quickly from house to house, taking everything they can. A policeman observes trash. The pair. So they are...
This riddle's trash.
What do they
this
call it? Sanitary garbage.
They're garbage.
Garbage men.
Sanitary gentlemen.
No, there's a word for it that's different now. I forget what it
the
is.
The men are garbage men collecting trash.
There's trash collectors?
Yeah, trash collectors.
What's the word for it that's different now? Is there a better word than garbage?
No, trash collectors is the right.
Trash collectors.
They call them grouches.
We have great trash collectors in our neighborhood. They're really good.
Hmm. What do you mean?
They're just like
in Chicago?
I think in Chicago they're relatively very good. Do you have a different experience?
I don't know that I've ever seen them.
Well, yeah.
Early
well,
morning
yeah.
hours, and they wear all black.
They do. They move very quickly. They're also like, I don't
wait,
know.
Aaron.
What?
These trash collectors that you're seeing that are in all black and move very quickly, are they little tiny furry things that go through the trash with little like
they look like little bandits?
Bandit.
You're talking
eyes.
About raccoons, and I know what raccoons are because I'm dating one.
I know what raccoons are because I'm a bag of loose ones.
I'm dating a raccoon who's a maid, and he keeps bubbling things up. Speaking of raccoons, we're going to take a quick commercial break to hear from a real sponsor, but somebody should buy that website you all mentioned.
Yeah.
Just to put up a picture of a raccoon in a maid outfit.
And this is speaking of raccoons, how?
The internet sometimes is good.
Yes.
Life be bonkers. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
One, two, three, four. Hey Riddle Riddle.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC. Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPC, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could... Did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or... Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh,
My aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people
I can
actually
see that.
Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
You're
stop me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Bleep, blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, heats and shaving.
Okay.
You gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem. It's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be
She's in
able
a world we can't even begin
us.
To imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code Riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code Riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson Shaving, 100 free blades!
So is it like Blade Siblings, or he got cloned, or...
I don't quite know how it works.
And we're back. How are we feeling?
When life hands you riddles, you make riddle lemonade.
You make riddle lemonade?
Uh-huh.
You make remoulade?
Remoulade sauce? Remoulade?
Lady Remoulade, I don't know, rude on rude.
Zatarain's. A young girl is abandoned by her family.
Yes.
She befriends a group of social outcasts and joins the gang. After learning of the girl's whereabouts, her family finds her and poisons her. The girl slips into a coma, but does not die. What is the girl's nickname, and how does she survive the poisoning? A young girl is abandoned by her family. She befriends a group of social outcasts and joins their gang. After learning of the girl's whereabouts, her family finds her and poisons her. The girl slips into a coma but does not die.
Is this Snow White?
Is this Snow White?
This is Snow White, surviving the poison by getting a kiss from Prince Charmaine.
What are the dwarves' deal?
Wait, her family poisons her? I thought it was that witch.
Is the witch her family?
Maybe her witch is her mom.
What are what are dwarves in that universe? Are they like
sleepy, grumpy,
understood?
Dopey.
They're social Duck. Outcasts. So
I
are there
so.
Like other dwarves that live in like dwarven society? But why are they social outcasts?
I don't think they are. I think they just work in a mine.
Is
right?
It because they're dwarves? Like, are they magical creatures?
Oh, he has a job. He's a social outcast. He spends
40
hours a week at his job.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
want to talk
this.
About how Snow White lived in a house with 7 other men.
Not men, dwarves.
I misread this. They listen to Outkast.
Oh yeah.
Hey, hi ho, hi ho.
Hi-ho.
So what makes?
Dwarves over Baghdad. Dude, I would love to see Snow White, except all the dwarves are outcast.
I'm sorry, Miss Snow White. Oh, that is for real. Never meant to poison you to sleep. Let's see a scene.
Yes.
We've done Snow White scenes before.
A million of them.
Emilio Estevez. So what I want to see is a scene with Snow White, but it's Snow, the Canadian rapper, who sings Informer.
Oh, my God.
Aaron, do you know this rapper?
No.
Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next. A British subject takes a nasty tumble and is never quite the same afterwards. The subject's story is chronicled by a female poet and becomes one of her most famous works. Who is the subject, and what is the poet's name?
Humpty Dumpty
and
sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Boobs.
Why do we fall, Master Dumpty? So we can pick ourselves back up.
Oh, your egg, you're dead. You're crushed into pieces.
Who is it, Humpty Dumpty?
It is Humpty Dumpty, and it appears in whose nursery rhyme?
The Queen of Swans.
Mother Lumps.
Mother Swan Lumps.
Father Lumps.
Oh, my God. I know we heard from J.P. Riddles recently, but we got to see.
We got to see a Swan Lumps.
You're not going to be Mother Goose, JPC. You're going to be Mother Swan,
okay.
Which is no, JPC, or J.P. Riddles' great-great-great-grandmother, and she is very similar.
It has to be Matriarch Swan.
Matriarch Swan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Matriarchs Ron, read one of your new little fairy tale poems.
Okay, I'll read one of my patriarch. What did you say, patriarch parents?
Yes, a fake.
Sorry,
patriarch.
I just woke up. I was taking a nap. I was making this model airplane, and Lou put me to sleep, and I took a little airplane nap.
Why do you live in a big shoe?
We just watched you fill the shoe with water and throw a toaster into it.
Okay, now the question on the table as it stands is, why do I live in a big shoe? And because would you want to live in a small shoe? No, that would be uncomfortable. So big shoe, perfect, because it's got lots of room.
Why are you making that fork and that spoon kiss?
I'm actually not. I'm making this fork get spooned. The fork's a little spoon. The spoon's a big spoon. Regular spoon. Spoon and fork. And then this is just a little thing I'm trying out.
Is it true that you got all your stories from a nightmare world that you entered into behind that tree over there?
Partially true.
What's it called?
I did take a spin around that tree. A big coconut fell in my head, and now my whole life is a nightmare because nothing makes sense. And every 4 or 5 words, I get them all jumbled around in my mind. So it's a huge nightmare for me.
You think those possums hanging in the tree are coconuts?
I know they go coconuts for being called possums because I called them that, and they said, we're trash cats. And they scratched up my face, and they tried to climb down my throat. And that is coded language because I did try to eat one of those possums.
Why are there breadcrumbs leading up to your shoe?
Are those breadcrumbs? I'm making floor soup. So those are croutons, my man.
Okay, well, can you read one of your new poems?
Yeah, I'd love to read one of my new poems. You got a favorite that I could read for you kids?
Mm-hmm. Let's
can
see.
You read the one about
you want me
Jack
to read
and
it?
Jill?
Oh, yeah, okay. Jill was wearing a jacket to the theater because she was cold. And her boyfriend, Bill, was like, I'm cold too, let me get that jacket. And she said, if you were cold, you should have thought about that before we left the fucking apartment and gotten your own jacket. And he said, listen, Mariah, if I knew that I was going to be cold, then I would have brought a jacket.
Do Little Miss Muffet.
Okay, Little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muppet sat in the fucking theater. She was wearing that jacket. And old J.P. Riddles was stewing mad because he was cold as hell and he wanted to get that fucking jacket on.
Do Mary Mary Quite Contrary.
Oh, Mary Mary, that's a personal favorite of mine. Mary Mary Quite Contrary started screaming in the middle of Hobbs and Shaw because J.P. Riddles ripped that jacket off of her and said, I'm cold too.
Do Ba-Ba Black Sheep.
Ba-Ba Black Sheep. Well, I bought the fucking jacket, so I think if I paid cash money for
do
it,
sing a song of sixpence.
Okay, so old J.P. Riddles is sitting in the back of the sixpence police car, and he's screaming at the guy because it's too cold in the police car, and he can't wear his jacket because his girlfriend's finishing Hobbs and Shaw wearing it.
Matriarch.
Uh-huh.
Swan.
Yeah.
Can you end with Three Blind Mice? That's my
favorite. That's our
favorite. Poem.
Absolutely.
This is my brother. He doesn't have organs.
That's okay. You got just pipes on you, kid.
Just pianos.
So you
just
don't
pianos.
Need organs. All right, three blind mice. Hickory dickory dock. Three blind mice went to the doctor. The doctor said, you're all fucking blind. There's nothing I can do for you here. I'm an eye doctor, and you're too far gone. And they say, we're not too far gone. We got cataracts. And he goes, mice with cataracts? Well, you got yourself a problem because my dogs are barking. And my feet hurt. And he's like, well, your feet should hurt because you live in your own shoes. And then he ate a big batch of floor soup that he had been making up from earlier that day. And he called his girlfriend, who was still at Hobbs and Shaw, without him. And he said, I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry I screamed. And I went right to voicemail.
Can my brother try some of your floor soup? He's very sick.
I'm going to take a nap down here in the dirt. You guys go ahead and wake me up when it's Jesus.
See. Oh, boy. Floor soup.
That killed Adel.
Amazing. An extremely muscular young man in excellent health
Hercules.
Goes to bed.
Hercules.
It is not Hercules.
Great.
An extremely muscular young man in excellent health goes to bed with his girlfriend one night. When he wakes up the next morning, he's still healthy, but has lost a lot of his strength. A short time later, he commits a terrorist act, taking his own life and thousands of others in the process. Who is the man, and what happened to him?
Samson went back to bed, not much hair upon his head. He ate a slice of Wonder Bread and went right back to bed.
Is this Mother Goose?
That was correct.
Regina's.
Samson's hair was the key to his strength. What did Samson do? I don't know. Is that...
Samson went back to bed. He ate a slice of Wonder Bread, not much hair upon his head, and went back, right back to bed.
What was the terrorist act he committed?
I don't remember. Know. Was it about a war with Goliath? He was the strongest man.
Not much hair left on his head.
Well, it wasn't David Sam. It was David and Goliath.
Yeah.
What was that, Aaron? What was that sweet little ditty?
And he played.
The history books forgot about us. The
Bible didn't mention us.
Oh, sweetheart, you're singing
Bible
Regina George lyrics.
Bible didn't mention us.
Not even once.
God, I don't know. The DJ played it twice because the DJ was asleep.
And bum, it's... ba-dum, ba-dum.
I don't know what Samson's whole deal was. Let's see a scene. Adel, we are going to see a scene. You are Samson. And what was it? Was it Samson and Delilah? And Delilah has cut off all of your hair. And it's the day before you had something really important to do. And we'll see that scene.
Good morning.
Good morning, sweetheart. Don't forget.
Good morning.
Tomorrow's the day I become the first president.
Yeah, good morning.
Of Greece.
Babe.
What do you want?
Look in the mirror.
What?
Look in the mirror.
Did you buy a mirror? Do you know how expensive those are?
I know, but it's sort of, it's just like, you know how we've been in a prank war for several weeks now?
Yes, I famously sold my watch to get you a comb, and you famously...
put your hand in water so you'd pee the
so
bed.
So I peed my pants. And speaking of water, just bring me a bucket of water and I'll look at my reflection. We've been doing that for so long.
Okay.
Why buy a mirror?
All right,
water is nature's
here's
mirror.
Here's the water.
Okay.
And look,
Sorry, I got a little thirsty.
All right, well, over to the mirror
we go.
Oh, I
feel great. I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders. I don't... Why are you laughing? Did you
Babe,
just...
I got you so good.
Ooh, say that again.
Babe, I got you so
just
good.
Just drop the so good.
I got you?
Yeah. That sounds like a fun song. Martha, my dear.
All right, your name is Samson?
My name is Samsung.
And Samson... Okay, and you are auditioning for Grease, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're auditioning for Sandy?
Kaneki.
Gesundheit. But I can
yes,
see,
for Sandy.
I can see that you're completely bald. You know, Sandy is a character that...
What?
Wow. Actually...
What?
That is perfect. That's a perfect audition, but not for Sandy.
Oh.
We would love you to play Sonny in Grease.
Ooh.
He's kind of a screwball, makes a lot of noises like that. Well, now I think that you're more of a putsy.
Oh, okay.
Who's putsy?
That could be Happy Days.
Oh, thank you for putsy. It's like a Hallmark card.
See?
Oh. Here we go. This is a good segue.
It's all just the same part of your
this
brain.
This is a good segue going off of hair, and I didn't plan it this way. It just so happened.
Okay.
A bald male opens his eyes and finds himself naked in a small room full of people he doesn't recognize. A female grabs him and starts to hit him before he can utter a word. He is shocked and bursts into tears. Who is the male and who is the female?
He's a baby. He's a little baby.
The male is a baby and the female is a doctor.
Burping him.
And it says in parentheses, 2019.
Does it really?
No.
She's burping him?
Y'all are crushing these.
I am in a riddle mindset. Ask me any question, I'll know the answer.
That's not a riddle mindset.
Do you think Darth Vader was our first president?
Yes. Next question. Give me. Come on. Come on.
The answers don't have to be right, correct?
Yeah, they don't have to be right. I just
What's
know
What's your favorite
them.
Flavor of ice cream?
Oh, vanilla, baby.
How hot is it in this room?
Probably like 73 degrees.
How tall is Mitch?
Mitch is 6'7".
How many eggs is too many eggs?
4 or 5.
What's a baker's dozen?
11 people in a room eating a full dozen eggs.
What's
each.
A cheaper by the dozen?
A cheaper by the dozen is a bad movie that's an American treasure comedian made. Steve Martin made when he shouldn't have. He was also a remake of an earlier movie. Keep
What's
going.
A bull dozener?
I don't know.
What's
but
a bull
I'm gonna guess it's a ball. It's a bull. And they're a bulldozer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Go ahead.
What's a bull Durham?
That is the same thing as I just said. Next
What's a
question.
Bowling for Columbine?
That is a documentary that was made about a horrible tragedy that should have been the end of gun violence in this country.
What are combos?
Combos are probably a fast food thing. It's like from Taco Bell or McDonald's. Next question.
That's going to be dead. Stop. You think combos are a fast food thing?
Yeah.
You never had combos?
Combos are a fast food thing?
What are combos?
In Mortal Kombat,
when martial artists hit somebody up in the air and they keep hitting them before they hit the ground.
Yeah.
Combos are like pretzels filled with cheese.
Yeah, I'm remembering now. I was like, yeah, they're in a bag.
What a fall from grace.
Okay, and
you
so...
You told us to ask you any questions.
Yeah, Aaron answered 13 questions. Let's see it up on the leaderboard. She got zero answers correct.
Ooh, and now Aaron is saying that's 13 reasons why.
Which is a sort
of back,
a bad show on Netflix. Not that good.
Good
actors in it, but it has a really bad message.
Who are some good actors?
The Kate Walsh, who was on, she's in Girls Trip, and she is in Grey's Anatomy. She's very, very likable, and I like her a lot.
So we asked you for some good actors. You said one person
in two
movies. I don't,
but the rest of them are teens. I don't give a shit. Oh, and then Brian D'Arcy James is in it.
Mm.
Who I, great singing voice.
Yeah.
Mr. Brian D'Arcy James.
Mr. Brian D'Arcy James. Shrek himself. And in the morning, Aaron, we're making...
We are going to
riddles.
Make references to Shrek. In the morning, we're going to make references to Shrek.
I do want to see a
That's
scene.
That's a t-shirt.
I want to see a scene. I'm going to be Shrek. JPC, you're going to be Donkey.
Okay.
Aaron, you're going to be the gingerbread man.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going to do some references from Shrek.
Hey, remember what I said? Not my gumdrop buttons.
Get in my belly.
That's a quote, too. Donkey, do you remember any quotes?
I want to fuck a dragon.
Oh, no.
No? Is that?
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
Yeah, good one.
Okay.
What are some other ones?
Quotes from Shrek.
Okay. So I married an axe murderer.
Onions have nipples, fucker.
Mm-hmm.
Can you milk a parfait?
to my little friend.
she got a gun.
Oh, God.
Say hello to my little friend. Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine. Cocaine, cocaine, cocaine.
The 13th of her name.
Cocaine, cocaine.
See.
Cocaine,
was
cocaine.
13th of her name? No.
16th, I think.
16th.
Ooh. Are donkeys the ones that's from a horse? No, that's a mule. Never mind.
Are donkeys the one from a horse?
I'll take my question off
air. I went
air.
To the zoo this week.
Uh-huh.
Brag. And can I say something about zebras?
Yes.
Smaller than you think.
How small?
Pretty small. You think they're going to be like the size of a horse or just like a little smaller than a horse. And they're itty bitty little
babies.
Oh,
no, Aaron. You saw animal crackers.
Oh, I saw animal
you
crackers.
You ate animal crackers.
This actually takes us to Aaron's animal corner. As we heard about the zebra, it's smaller than you think. Mm-hmm. GPC and I are going to, just like we did moments ago, list animals. And Aaron, you're going to give us a little song factoid about each one.
Great.
So let's start with an elephant.
Ooh, they're pregnant for 24 months.
Emu.
More like emotions. Emus don't show emotion. Next.
Okay, that wasn't a fact or a song.
sort of.
Don't slow down.
Yeah, don't slow down.
Pig.
Pigs are super smart, but we eat them.
full stop. Because a good full stop. Because I have to hear that whole song. This is going to be a ad for pork. JPC, you're the voiceover, and Aaron, you're the vocalist.
An ad for pork. So this
what did I say?
Pro pork. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Bacon. It's one of the most delicious foods in America. But where would America be if we didn't eat bacon?
Pigs are super smart, but we eat them. Get your kids around them and then feed them. Feed them to the pigs and then the kids will eat the pigs.
Feed the kids to the pigs, the kids to the pigs.
And we're going to stop real quick.
I'm sorry, she's still
No, Rich, you're
great. I'm doing great.
You're great. Diane.
What's up?
You said we're going to have people bring their kids to the pigs. The pigs will eat the kids.
And feed the kids to the pigs and feed the pigs to the kids. Go back to the start. Kids to the pigs and pigs to the kids. Kids to the pigs and
pigs
kids to
the kids.
Pigs to the pigs and pigs to the kids.
I didn't know what we were saying, but
I'm
tried
singing
to
along, and
along,
I don't know where
but
it's
I don't
going.
Know the lyrics that I felt like Aaron.
Give
Keith.
Me another animal. Let's keep doing this.
Well, real quick before we move on, I do want to say that we're going for a campaign that suggests that if you eat pork, you're going to be smarter because we know pigs are smart, but we eat them.
Eat pork because kids are smart, and the pork ate the kids first.
Whales.
Whales communicate with each other in the water through the voices. Next.
Owls.
Owls are awake at night.
This is my favorite segment we've ever done.
Mice.
Mice are super small and they fit into your wall.
Rats.
Rats are also small, but they like to go inside.
Moose
are much bigger than you think, and
squirrels.
They're tall, and squirrels are pretty nice, but don't feed them because they'll come back too much.
We need an alternate for moose.
Moose, the plural of moose is mice who fit in your wall.
Scene.
I'm tired.
Oh my God, that's my new favorite thing.
Aaron,
I think the show should just be that.
That could be a Patreon episode. Please subscribe to our Patreon.
Now everyone knows I don't know anything about animals.
This new game is called Bump Set Aaron.
We do have basically what our Patreon is us doing that for longer.
Yeah, but sometimes we have Jack Hanna in, or what's his name's kids. babies, that's right. I think we have time for
100 more riddles.
100 more riddles. Here we go. Here's the case. Bill finds himself in a very dark place surrounded by a variety of precious metals. He has had a very busy day. He spends his time in a taxi, visits a newsstand, stops by a corner deli, and goes to the movies. He doesn't know where he will go tomorrow, but he will probably go alone. One is, after all, Bill's favorite number. Who is Bill and where is he? Bill finds himself in a very dark place surrounded by a variety of precious metals. He has had a very busy day. He spends time in a taxi, visits a newsstand, stops in a corner deli.
Is he a dollar?
Yeah, he's a dollar bill.
Bill is a dollar bill.
Dollar, dollar bill.
And he's in
bill.
A cash register. You all are fucking, I thought these were pretty good and you're crushing
they
these.
They are good.
They are good.
I am just so smart today.
We are zinned out and zoned in.
We are zen out and we're zoned in. And we are ready to move your furniture into your ex's apartment.
Do you have an ex? Are they strong? We're out. But are they sleeping and weak? Then call us. Movers.org.com/riddle.
All of my exes are going to be able to go, yes. Are they sleeping and weak? Yes.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you're going to be Snow White. You are just waking up. TPC, you are Prince Charming, and while Snow White was sleeping, you have done exactly what Movers.org claims they will do.
Okay.
Ah, wow. Thank you for kissing me awake. Sort of sexist and outdated, but I'm still grateful.
Cool. Well, in my defense, I didn't think you were going to wake up.
Why is your Goodfellas poster? Is that a map of Middle Earth?
I love Goodfellas and I love Danny DeVito. You know, big fan.
Yeah. Oh, is this a Boondock Saints poster?
Yeah, go ahead and list some of the other posters that I've got up. I'll do a quote from every movie that you list a poster for.
Boondock Saints.
Father, forgive him for all the killing.
Look at all your dirty clothes are on the ground.
I don't know that movie.
Why is all your stuff in here?
Of those things? Okay. What's that?
Why is all your stuff?
Why is our stuff in our house, baby?
Did you move all your disgusting stuff into my apartment?
No. I wash my towels. The smell is
you
that...
You wash your towels with what you say is your clean body. So you take a shower and you say, I'm clean. I rub the towels against me, which makes them clean.
Well, I work out. I say, no pain, no gain. What washes clothes like gain? Vis-a-vis vice a voo.
That took me a second.
So, yeah. Okay, what's this about, baby? This is our stuff. This is our apartment.
This is your stuff. This is like gross.
You were sleeping.
Died
you were
early
sleeping.
Stuff.
You were sleeping for a long time.
What?
And we got married.
That is.
You forgot because you fell asleep.
Super weird.
Can you make me floor soup?
Sick,
please.
Yes.
I'm sick.
Floor soup.
I'm sick, baby.
I love the
make me floor soup.
Of a Frame Goodfellas poster because I know so many people have.
Yep.
It. Yeah. That and like even in college, like Klimt's Kiss, the Kiss.
Oh yeah.
Everyone knows. Yeah, Che Guevara.
I forgot to ask, JPC, earlier you did a scene where you talked about somebody being cold in a movie theater with a jacket. You named the one of the people in the couple Mariah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is that an incident that happened to you two when you went and saw Hobbs and Shaw?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me explain improv to you, you fucking idiot. In improv, we pull details from real life and use them to inform the scene and make it sound more real.
So when I was thinking of chiming into that last scene by saying, no T-Pain, no Chris Gaines, based on you saying... No pain, no gain.
Yeah.
Is that improv?
That's good improv.
Yes. That's good improv if you can make yourself a waiter.
Ding, ding, ding. Hey, I got waiters. A personal question.
Uh-huh.
What is something that all of your exes have in common?
They all live in Texas.
You? All your exes live in Texas.
Something that all of my exes have in common?
Yeah.
They've
anything?
They all have proper names, first name, middle name, last name, and I don't remember any of them.
Yeah. I remember every other one's middle name.
All of my exes like musicals.
Oh, see, that's the kind of answer I was looking for. Thank you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
All of my exes have siblings. Never dated an only child.
Because you wanted options, right?
Yeah.
Aaron, what about you?
All of my exes thought they were funny.
Okay.
Like, we're sure.
So thought they were funny. They weren't funny.
Some of them were. Some of them were not.
But they all thought that they were.
They all were sure they were funny.
Is Sean sure he's funny?
Yes, for sure.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
We'll beep out that name.
All of my
put him on blast.
All of my exes are from the United States. Never dated someone from another country.
Oh, I dated people in Australia when I was in Australia.
Oh, speaking of Australia, Aaron, spiders.
Right, I panicked and did an Australian accent.
Great, let's go into our plugs.
Spiders got eight of everything.
Write us with spiders.
Writers of the Lost Ark. We want you to check out our Patreon. We have a Patreon. You go to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. It's $5 a month for that. Boy, oh boy, you get so much content. We already have, I don't know, like 30 episodes backlogged.
Mm-hmm.
You get our live shows. You get a new show every Friday. We have our D&D campaign episodes out there. There's four of those that people seemingly love. So please check that out. Also come see us at World News Tonight every Saturday at IO Chicago. We don't know if all of us or any of us will be there, but we will try and come say hi afterwards.
I met a lot of really nice people last night. Some homemade Hayward and Riddle merch that was amazing. There
which
was
we do not endorse because just go fucking buy it.
There's Post Potato shirt that I loved.
Which we
amazing.
Could do too.
Yeah.
we could do that.
But it was, I was the only one at World News last night and
people
everyone
were pissed.
You, but it's so nice meeting you guys. So please come out.
Yeah, Aaron was the only one at World News last night. The rest of the cast also did not show up. We were in the audience.
Yeah.
We told her to wear a prom dress and come to World News.
We dumped pig's blood on her.
Pig's blood?
Pigs are smart.
I got to call somebody.
I also want to do a quick my annual checkup with doctor recommendations and say check out What We Do in the Dark on Hulu, which is, I'm sorry, What We Do
what
in
We
Shadows.
Do in Shadows?
Yeah.
Check out What We Do in the Dark.
I combine that with Are You Afraid of the Dark? What We Do in the Shadows, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, is a TV show. It's on Hulu. I thought this first season was fantastic, so check that out.
Great. Yeah, you can follow me on Instagram, at Shark Barkman. You can follow me on Twitter, at JPSoFly. I was in a board game store the other day, and I think this is a listener, so a shout out to Vicky. But Mariah and I were in there. We were like looking for two-player board games.
You can say Target.
I'll give it a shout out because it's a local board game store in Chicago that I really love called the Dice Dojo. If you're going to buy board games, buy them locally because it helps support this local business. And Dice Dojo is really cool. They have a board games library. You can go and like just play board games in their store. Very awesome.
That's so cool.
But we were walking in. We bought a game called Burgle Bros, which I also recommend because it was very fun. But we asked a person who was helping us, and then they said, "You look very familiar. Do I know you from somewhere?" And I was like, I don't know, like maybe you've seen me at IO or like maybe we could have worked together. Like, I don't know. And they're like, "No, are you JP SoFly on Twitter?" And I was like, "Oh yes, that's me and blah, blah, blah podcasts." But the way that they asked was they said, "You look very familiar," which is never something that I've gotten from like,
is your profile picture your face?
Well, I think maybe it is, but it's also like your profile pictures are so small on Twitter anyway. It's like and also you would probably know me from my voice.
So they just know you from following you on Twitter?
From the shows, podcasts.
Oh, from podcasts. Okay.
But it was such a weird way of saying it that it surprised me. So I didn't say like, "Oh, my name's JPC." I was like, "Oh, John," and I perform. Or it was very odd. But also go to Dice Dojo because they're very nice there and they had great recommendations.
Cool.
Aaron, anything to plug?
Follow me, AaronKeef10, on Instagram. And if you want free tickets to any of the shows I'm in, message me on there. And then also I have a web series coming out that I'll promote there.
And Aaron, you gave me free tickets to a public execution the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
would recommend?
Fantastic.
Amazing.
And for our last song, Planets.
Jupiter. Skibidi beep beep.
Bye forever.
This has been Hey Riddle Riddle, created by Adil Rafai. Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. KJ Snyder did the editing. And Arnie Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emily Navoris.